Budget debates tend to be partisan, and this was no exception. Republicans made clear from the outset their comfort with their spending decisions.
Our budget and Senate finance increased spending over the House's budget by $24 million.
Chuck Morse chairs the Senate's Finance Committee.
I think it's a strong budget.
Republicans were also bullish on their decision to avoid increased taxes and fees. Bob O'Dell of Lemster leads the Ways and Means Committee.
We gave a very good revenue estimate for the array of taxes we have, and I would hope that we would not change the revenue base upon which we're operating.
Democrats, for their part, acknowledge that the budget funds bipartisan priorities like higher education and mental health, but they mostly criticized the proposal. Manchester's Lou D'Alessandro said the plan was needlessly lean, given the needs of the state.
We're getting older, we're getting poorer, and we eliminate a program that takes care of the elderly and the poor? That makes sense? I don't think so.
D'Alessandro was talking about a Medicaid program that helps the elderly who live in public housing. It was cut from the budget 2 years ago, but it wasn't cuts to Medicaid that outraged Democrats most. It was the GOP's refusal to move ahead to expand Medicaid under so-called Obamacare.
Mr. President, this is simply the right thing to do.
Peggy Gilmore is from Hollis. She stressed that expansion would ultimately mean insurance for up to 58,000 people in New Hampshire who now go without it. She also noted that it would mean big money for the state, $2.5 billion over the next 7 years, starting immediately.
Remember, delaying a year costs us $340 million.
Republicans also cited the money. They warned that once New Hampshire expands Medicaid, there will be no turning back, and they argued that federal support isn't guaranteed beyond 2020. Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley compared the scope of New Hampshire's Medicaid choice to what faced lawmakers in the wake of the Claremont School funding decisions. Senate President Peter Bragdon, meanwhile, took the rare step of giving up his gavel to join the floor debate. He said New Hampshire needs to take its time, yet when asked by fellow Republican Nancy Stiles of Hampton whether there might still be a way to move ahead on expansion in some form this year, Bragdon didn't close the door entirely.
If in a two-week time period we find something that works for New Hampshire, then I think we should certainly look at it and do what we can to make that happen. Again, though, we're dealing with an administration that takes 3 weeks to deliver a photocopy. But if a solution comes up that works for New Hampshire, then I think the time is there if people are willing to work together.
For that to happen, it will take teamwork among House and Senate negotiators and Governor Maggie Hassan. After exploring moving ahead with Medicaid expansion without legislative approval, Governor Hassan said Tuesday legislative collaboration looks needed. In a statement following the Senate's budget vote, Hassan said rejecting expansion undermines efforts to strengthen the state's economy and improve the well-being of its citizens. She also urged lawmakers to, quote, set ideology aside. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.